declare this January 5th meeting, 2017, of the Historic Site Monuments Commission meeting to order. I want to welcome all the people who came to start this new year with us, particularly our members and our petitioner staff. Minutes were distributed at the December 1st meeting. The chair will entertain a motion for their whatever.
A motion we approve the meeting, the
Say so moved.
I'm just spacing. The minutes of the December meeting of the Historic Site Monument Commission meeting.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. So ordered. Now on our regular agenda, we have petition of Mr. Clinton Edminster, who will not minister to us today. And Sarah will make the presentation for staff.
Good afternoon. Happy New Year. This is a petition for a mural at 2423 DeSoto. You can see a map of the location here. And then these are some images of the wall that the mural is proposed on and the overall site. The mural policy does apply in terms of the theme. The theme of the mural is to celebrate bees that are native to Georgia. This mural will celebrate not only these bees and the plants they pollinate, but biodiversity as well. Mason bees, mining bees, sweat bees, and squash bees are the four bees that will be depicted, and this is a rendering of the proposed mural.
No yellow jackets.
No yellow jackets. All theme standards are met for the mural. In terms of location, it will be located on the west side of the DeSoto properties. The mural is proposed to make the wall stand out and make an interesting work of art and unexpected color as people pass by the site. All location standards are met as well. Local businesses and residents are supportive of the mural, and the wall that it's located on is not historic. In terms of design, as I said, mason bees, mining, sweat, and squash bees, which are native, will be depicted. It will be approximately 13 feet by 35 feet and painted with acrylic water-based paint. The design standards are all met, with the exception of one reading, if intended to be permanent, the mural should have a weatherproof and vandalism-resistant coating. We're just requesting additional information about the coating, since none was provided. In terms of artist qualifications, the artist will be Mary Lacey. She has previous experience painting large murals and has completed several art residencies. Here's some examples of other murals she's done. And so all artist qualification standards are met as well. In terms of funding, it will be on private property and fully funded by the applicant, so that's met too. Staff is recommending approval of the mural with the condition that a protective coating is specified, because otherwise it meets the standards in the master planning guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. And I can answer any questions you have regarding the mural.
Do we have any questions of staff? Is all that in the picture, the current picture, there's a lot of shrubs and things like that. Are those going to be removed?
I presume they would be pruned or removed.
Maybe because they cover up half.
Yeah.
Okay. How did they get the back of that car in there? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
But that bottom of the bee on there. That's pretty clever. Mr. Edminster, would you like to minister to us?
Yeah, if you guys have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
I have a clarification. Clinton, is this on behalf of you and Starland, or is this an artist?
Actually, the backstory to this is actually kind of interesting. I'm trying to remember the name of the paint company. I think it's, name some paint companies. Big
Bear.
Ones. Bear, not that
Sherwin
one.
Sherwin-Williams.
Sherwin-Williams, no. Anywho. Benjamin Moore. So Benjamin Moore has contracted Mary Lacey, the artist, to paint 10 murals across the United States. That project started about 4 months ago. And she will be painting murals throughout New York, Pennsylvania. She just got done doing one in Louisiana. Her grandma lives here in Savannah and is good friends with Henry Dean, who's a SCAD professor that I've known for a while. So Henry Dean contacted me to help Mary get through this process of making sure that we were able to have a mural space ready for her when she comes through. She's had a lot of difficulty in the past. She was almost arrested in New York because of, I don't think the proper permits were actually pulled, so I wanted to make sure that we did do this as codified as we possibly could.
Well, that's shocking that you did it the right, not you, but I mean, actually someone actually came here for
it.
Thank you.
And so we're actually pretty excited about it. So Benjamin Moore is funding all of the paint, and I think we absolutely have, I can contact Mary today for some protective coating.
Who's the owner of the property?
This property was recently purchased by, I can never remember the acronym. It's either DCI, DAI, but it's, let's just pretend it's DAI Commercial LLC. They're a large warehouse production company that usually does projects outside in Pooler, building large warehouses. But they recently purchased this building, the parking lot that the picture was taken on, as well as, can you scroll down to the next picture?
What's that face on, Bull?
Yeah. No, this
picture is from
Whitaker.
The other one.
This is actually part of kind of a really exciting project. So this is Bull Street right here.
Okay.
This is DeSoto Avenue.
All right.
This is Whitaker. And that company I just told you about basically bought all of this. And their plan is to turn it into a food truck park.
Wow.
Complete with food trucks.
Super.
Surprise. Wow. And so this project works really well because this is where, in the future, this would be seating. Where we're taking the picture from would be where food trucks are hopefully going to be at. There's still a lot of stuff that you guys are probably working on with that, but that's the intention of the company that purchased it. And so the agent that I've been working with, the owner's name is Guy Davidson, and he represents that group.
I have a sneaking worry that a warehouse company is buying this to keep it for a year or two or three, and then they're going to put a big warehouse there.
No.
I can speculate to that as well, but I actually think you guys might. I personally think they're tired of making warehouses and want to do something more interesting.
I hope you're right.
I think it's going to be very cool.
I got a question. I don't want to get too far off. Do they have a time frame for that, or is this just kind of...
Actually, I think if you guys want to come in support of that on January 28th, can you guys answer to this? You involved, this guy told me that I should come out in support of... There's the Zoning Board of Appeals will... might be talking too loud, but there's a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting on the 28th or the 24th of January. Once they get that set, then they're moving forwards towards... I think a alcohol license that they're trying to get because they want to be a hybrid bar restaurant sort of deal. So that's what I've been told.
Oh, awesome.
And just to answer you, we will first we're going to clear mainly the branches on both sides.
Okay.
We'll scrub the wall down, and then Mary will come out and paint.
Christopher, that sounds like a story.
It sure as heck does. It sure as heck does.
I can get you in touch with Doc.
You will definitely get
to like that story.
And then also, if you guys do pass this mural, we'll be having a little party late in January, early February.
That's a condition of the of our motion.
I think it should be a condition of all of them that you guys all are invited to come out and celebrate.
Could you add that to the staff's recommendation, please?
What does Benjamin Moore get out of this?
Benjamin Moore gets free, not free because they're paying for it, but they get marketing out of it. So Mary Lacey also comes with some folks that are doing social media and video production with that as well. So that also means that Savannah gets something out of it as well, where we will be a featured city in the 10 cities of Benjamin Moore.
Benjamin Moore isn't going to say, Benjamin Moore brought this to you on the wall.
No, Benjamin Moore basically gave Mary a very few conditions. It was paint nice things.
Use Benjamin Moore
paint. Use Benjamin Moore paint and paint 10 of them in 10 different cities. So that's what she, other than that, I mean, it's very.
She had to put it all together.
Yeah, a lot of license has been left up to her.
And there's no name associated with that.
Yeah, there will be no
Benjamin Moore.
No Benjamin Moore.
No Benjamin.
These are advertising.
Yeah. These are other parts of that project.
Well, he speaks from experience. That's why he asked that question.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if this one is, but I think these two are part of the Benjamin Moore project, so, unless it's, yeah.
Okay, any more questions or suggestions? Or, thank you. Do we have a motion to consider?
I so move.
Do I have a staff recommendation?
To accept the staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Condition that the questions staff has their answer.
Yeah. That's in the recommendation, so that will be complete. Good. Second?
Second question.
Okay. And any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Those opposed, nay. Sure. Don't laugh at me. I got out of St. Pierre, you know, it's an age generation.
I'm laughing at
okay. Any commissioner items? Our next meeting. By the way, can I ask you a question? I've been by a judge building. Where is the thing? Where is the display?
It's on the top third of the front of the building, but I think it's only
just
on.
Days
from,
it's not.
Actually, I
must miss it every time because I can't keep looking because I wasn't able. I was sick that night.
I think it is over now. I think.
Is it already down?
I okay, that's fine. Next meeting is February 2nd at 4 p.m. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.